Two computer software companies, Microsoft and Netscape Communications, have faced off for what is being called the Battle of the Browsers. Browsers are the programs that are needed to access the World Wide Web on the Internet. In San Francisco on Monday, Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates released the latest version of his Internet Explorer. On Monday, Netscape will release version 3 of its Navigator. NPR's John McChesney reports that even though Microsoft came late to the Internet technology, many people believe the big software company is catching up fast.
Microsoft has a lot of catching up to do, having missed the beginning of the race. Netscape is still a giant on the Internet, with 85% of all web servers using its browser. But Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates claims his new browser resets the starting line for the competition ahead.
As we ship Internet Explorer 3.0, that's the starting line. That's the kickoff to both of us constantly putting new features in. And there's a lot of people who, looking at this, are quite impressed with what we've done.
And many reviewers do give the new Explorer high marks. This new browser includes email, internet phones, and Java, which brings animation to the web. And on top of that, Microsoft is including with the browser its own new multimedia technology. And a lot of analysts are also very impressed with how rapidly Microsoft has turned almost its entire corporate effort toward internet technologies. Certainly Bill Gates himself seems quite satisfied.
I've been really pleased at the way the groups have responded. The shipment of Internet Explorer 3.0, I did not think that they'd be able to get so much done in such a rapid time frame. So things are happening rapidly, and it makes my job a lot of fun. I see great promise here. So, yeah, I think this has been the most exciting year ever in this industry.
And it's been getting more exciting down in Silicon Valley at Netscape as well, as the Microsoft truck comes barreling down the road straight at the smaller company. Netscape came out with a preemptive press release this week saying that their new browser is faster, smaller, and more secure. Both browsers are faster. It's almost like getting a modem upgrade. But it's arguable whose is actually the fastest. Netscape is smaller, takes up less disk space, and can be downloaded quicker, but that's probably not a decisive advantage. And Microsoft claims that their browser is as secure as the Navigator. Eric Schmidt, the chief technology officer for Sun Microsystems, says the main beneficiary of this intense rivalry is the Internet user.
What I see happening between Netscape and Microsoft is it's a huge race of customer functionality. And I think the customer is winning because of the competition. The funny thing is that we're so used to Microsoft not having a really direct competitor that now that we have one in the form of Netscape, we're surprised that all of a sudden everything's improving very quickly. It's called competition. I think it's wonderful.
The web browser market is indeed the fastest growing market in software, and it's evolving at a blistering pace. New features and functions are added to browsers almost every day, as we've seen with audio and animation, just to name a couple. Jim Barksdale is the chief operating officer for Netscape. He says the Internet has upended our concept of software.
Features are a form of content in the world of the web. And so the old school of having one release, you know, shipped to you in a box or go buy it in a store are no longer valid, since you can download the features and functions online. A feature can be just as much an added piece of content as your radio show can be updated each day.
Netscape executives remain confident that they can dodge the Microsoft juggernaut. Jim Barksdale sometimes compares his company to a rabbit running down the road in front of a pickup truck driven by Bill Gates. Barksdale says the rabbit is more agile than the truck.
The rabbit has a lot more options than people think it does, so we feel confident of our ability to continue to improve and bring new products to the market at a very rapid clip.
But Microsoft is nothing if not relentless when challenged. In its next version of the Internet Explorer, Microsoft will tightly integrate the World Wide Web into its Windows operating system so that the computing environment, what you see on your screen, will essentially change from the desktop of today to the pages and links we see on the World Wide Web. Here's how Bill Gates describes it.
The way you browse all kinds of information is the same. The nice thing about it, though, is you don't think about the network. The information you have locally, you browse the same way as the information that's on your local network, which is the same way you browse the information on that wide area network. And so that is a new way of looking at things.
What's inside your own desktop computer, what's on your company network, and what's out on the Internet will all be accessed in the same way and will look essentially the same on your computer screen. Some analysts think Microsoft has the advantage here because it controls the operating system, and so it can tailor its Internet Explorer more closely to Windows. But Netscape insists that it's not worried. And Eric Schmidt of Sun Microsystems says he doubts that either company will overwhelm the other.
As long as Netscape continues to innovate, and they've certainly told me, and I believe that they will continue to do so, I believe that we're seeing a fight between two good companies that are moving as fast as they can. I don't think one will come to dominate.
And Netscape insists that it's a little misleading to concentrate entirely on the browser battle, since it makes most of its profits right now from selling its software to corporations for use on their own internal networks called intranets. But ubiquity on the Internet is the name of the game, and that's why the browser battle is significant. And one final note. The new Internet Explorer from Microsoft certainly makes some nice improvements, but don't expect all things to go smoothly. This reporter tried 4 times to download the Explorer and was told each time, after a 20-minute download, that the file couldn't be opened. We all need a break from this kind of frustration. In San Francisco, I'm John McChesney reporting.